Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The International Energy Agency says it's closely monitoring the situation in Saudi Arabia, where two massive oil facilities were struck by drones and burst into flames early today. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in neighboring Yemen are claiming responsibility for the attack. The rebels say they're retaliating for the Saudi-led bombing campaign against them. The BBC's James Reed reports.
One of the sites attacked by drones in the early hours of Saturday was Abqaiq, the world's largest oil processing plant. The other, Quraish, is home to Saudi Arabia's second biggest oil field. The Saudi state oil company Aramco has not said how much damage was caused. But the Wall Street Journal quoted sources saying that the Saudis were shutting down about half their output, or 5 million barrels a day. That's about 5% of global production. The impact on oil prices won't be known until the markets open on Monday.
Saudi Arabia says President Trump has called the Saudi crown prince and offered U.S. support. A federal appeals court in New York is reviving a lawsuit that accuses President Trump of illegally profiting from his properties. As NPR's Amy Held reports, the panel ruled 2-1 that the emoluments case was wrongly dismissed by a lower court.
Brought on by a government ethics watchdog group, as well as hospitality workers and owners accusing President Trump of an unfair competitive advantage, the case is one of several alleging the president is violating the Constitution's emoluments clause, illegally using his office to enrich himself. The president, administration officials, members of Congress, lobbyists, and foreign leaders routinely stay at his resorts. Trump has called the suit totally without merit. He says he's turned his businesses over to a trust managed by his family. His income remains unclear. He's refused to reveal his tax returns. It's also not clear whether the Justice Department will appeal the ruling. Amy Held, NPR News.
The Census Bureau says it's having difficulty finding enough workers for next year's national headcount. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports because of the nation's low unemployment, the Bureau is 3 months behind schedule.
By next spring, the Census Bureau says it needs to hire about 500,000 more workers. Right now, the Bureau is still trying to bring on a few hundred additional workers it had planned to send out around the country to coordinate outreach to communities of color and other hard-to-count groups. The Bureau says it's been running into trouble getting applicants through extensive background checks. Outreach specialists play important roles in getting every person living in the U.S. counted next year. The results of the count determine how congressional seats, electoral college votes, and federal funding are distributed to states. The Government Accountability Office has found that the pay rates for census jobs are not high enough to compete with other job openings in some parts of the country. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR. California state lawmakers have passed a bill to protect endangered species and restrict water pumping from the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. The Delta provides water for more than 25 million people and millions of acres of farmland. It's not clear whether Governor Gavin Newsom will sign the bill into law, as it's drawn bipartisan objections. Advisors to the Food and Drug Administration are recommending the agency approve a new treatment for kids who are allergic to peanuts. NPR's Maria Godoy reports.
The treatment is called Palforzia. Kids are given a small amount of peanut protein in increasing doses to gradually desensitize them to peanuts. Patients still have to avoid peanuts, but the therapy makes allergic reactions less severe if they accidentally eat foods with traces of the nut. The committee found that studies submitted by the treatment's maker show it reduces the frequency and severity of allergic reactions, which can be life-threatening. The treatment itself can cause allergic reactions, so the panel says parents would still need to carry an injectable EpiPen at all times. The FDA is expected to make a final decision early next year. Maria Godoy, NPR News, Washington.
A solid gold toilet has been stolen from Britain's Blenheim Palace, Winston Churchill's ancestral home. It was part of an art exhibit. Police have arrested a suspect, but they're still trying to flush out the 18-carat commode. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.